This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club Crockett Family Resort down on Houston County Lake near Crockett, Texas. Texas-raised hunting products that Larry Wysoon and I use. And also brought to us by the Best of Texas barbecue sauce, which I consider to be, honestly, the gourmet of all barbecue sauces. Well, folks, in today's show, I am told I have a complete whole segment just to visit with you folks one-on-one, and that's what we're going to do right now. In just a bit, I'm going to tell you a recipe or a method of making corned venison. You know, so many of us, myself included, for years have chicken-fried venison, you know, bacon-wrapped venison on the grill, venison jerky. There's other ways to put your game meat, your venison, to good use. And if you like corned beef, you're going to love corned venison. It's real, real, real easy to do. Like most of my dishes and things that I cook, it's not complicated. But I'm going to break that down to you in just a little bit. And I have been busy this week getting ready for this outdoor rendezvous in Greenville, December the 14th. I want to invite all of you to come down there. It's going to be an outdoor event on 4 wooded acres. We're going to have campfires there. It's just going to be a lot of fun. I've got a lot of buddies that are going to be there. Some people will have booths there, you know, displaying their guide service or their outdoor products or whatever. But it's just going to be a bunch of fun outside, you know. To learn more about it, you can always go to my radio website, catfishradio.org. But basically, the event's going to be just north of downtown Greenville, within walking distance, really, of north of downtown Greenville on Stonewall, right next to, it's called the Car Quest. Randy Kuhn owns Henley Auto Supply, Car Quest there. But it's right there on some really nice wooded area. Going to be a fun place for an outdoor event. You know, one of the questions that I get asked a lot in my rambling around the outdoors is people are always looking for land or looking for, properties, especially up in Northeast Texas. Paul Tibbetts, Signature Properties. I want to tell you about Paul, my buddy. You won't find a better realtor up in Lake Fork or anywhere up in this part of the world. You can go online to East Texas Luxury.com, easttexasluxury.com, or just give Paul a call and his crew, 903-383-3530. They're located right there on 515 as you coming out of Emory, just before you get to the bridge, the first bridge. It's on the left there, Signature Property. So maybe that'll help some folks that are looking to relocate and get out in this in the Lake Fork area. Now, let's concentrate on me telling you exactly how easy it is to make corned venison. Now, I made some this past week, and I'm going to tell you, it's awesome. If you like Reuben sandwiches, that's the end result, is Reuben sandwiches with corned venison, just like corned beef. You can go to YouTube and look up corned venison. There's all kind of complicated methods where you have to buy a bunch of different spices and mix them and mix cures together and all that. The way I do it, I go to Butcher Packer Supply. You can just Google that, Butcher Packer Supply, for just a few bucks, I don't know, eight or so dollars, maybe a little less than that. You can get the corned beef. It's called the corned beef seasoning packet, and it comes with the curing salt, another packet. Basically, you mix these two packets into 2.5 gallons of clean water, you know. Put your venison roast in there that you're wanting to corn. You're supposed to inject it with an injecting needle, which I did. I've got one of these big Morton metal needles, you know, but you can use any injector needle to do it. But you want to really pump those roaster pieces of meat, pump them up really good with the injector needle with that solution that you've mixed up. So once you've got it loaded up, you'll know that when it's completely full of the solution, when it starts coming out, when you start trying to inject more into it, it'll start coming out of the holes where you've injected it. So now what I did was 2 3-pound roast, venison roast, from the top part of the ham. The trick is to make sure, you know, fat and sinew on venison is what gives it an off flavor. So make sure and trim all that off. Even if you have to lose a little meat, just take a good sharp fillet knife and go around the outside of those roast and remove all the white sinew or fat. That's real important. I think that's important any way that you cook venison. But remove all of that and basically just put that, once you've got that meat loaded up with pumped, if you will, with the cure, and I keep the meat inside the vat where it's going to brine for 24 hours when I'm pumping it. So I don't lose any of that solution. I just stick it in there and, you know, grab it and, you know, put the needle in there and just load it up with that solution while it's in the vat. And then simply take that vat and put it in your refrigerator for 24 hours. That's it. And that's plenty long to cure and make that corned venison. You'd think it would take a lot longer. And really, I guess if you didn't pump it with the solution, make sure that solution's all throughout those roasts or pieces of meat, it would take a long time. But I did mine 24 hours, just like the instructions said. I tell you what, it turned out perfect. Now, corned beef, it lends itself well. You know, a lot of people like corned beef, cabbage. It's good. But to me, there's nothing as good. No sandwich in the world is better than a Reuben. That's made from corned beef. You know, corn venison, I think you're going to find is just as good, maybe a little bit better because it's so lean. So after that, after your meat has corned, we'll call it, for 24 hours, take it out, and you can put it in a pot and boil it for about 3.5 hours. You want it real, real tender. About 3 hours with a lid on it and low, and watch your water, make sure it's, you know, keeps plenty of moisture in it. That's one way to do it. But what I did, I put mine in a pressure cooker for about 1.5 hours. On, you know, cut the fire down real low with, under pressure, and that got it extremely tender. So you don't have to use a pressure cooker, but it helps. Now, other ways to do this would be bake it. But I can tell you this, if you take your corned meat, which is raw, out of the solution, rinse it off with water. If you just bake that, I don't see how you could help but get it a little bit too dry. Now, you could put it in a covered pot or pan, you know, and bake it with moisture. That would probably do it. I'm sure it would. But you'd have to be careful not to dry it out because, again, it's corned venison, and it is very, very lean. But, after I took it out of the pressure cooker for about 1.5 hours, I let it cool down, and actually I refrigerated it. You know, I wanted the meat to be a little bit chilly. And then I took it on a meat slicer. I've got one of these little portable meat slicers. You don't have to have one. But I sliced up, enough for Reuben sandwiches for several people, you know. And then I froze, I vacuum sealed the rest of it. You wouldn't need to vacuum seal the pieces if you were going to eat them within a month or so, you know. But I thought this would be great, make Reuben sandwiches on deer hunts and while we're out in the woods, you know, that kind of deal, or even on a fishing trip, make a few Reuben sandwiches. But the Reuben sandwich is so easy to make. Once you have your corned venison, basically here's all you have to do. Take your get you some good rye bread. Go to a big grocery store and go back to the bakery and ask them for a loaf of fresh made rye bread. It's rye bread to me has got the best taste in the world. So I'll make my Reubens in a skillet. Take your 2 pieces of rye bread and put a little butter in the skillet and slap those 2 pieces down and start them toasting. Now, you want some good Swiss cheese. There again, I usually go to the deli and ask them to slice Swiss cheese real thin and put you a couple of pieces, flip that toast over and slap that Swiss cheese on top. Let it start melting. And then you're almost there with your Reuben. When that bread is toasted on both sides and your cheese is melted, put it in a plate. You've got two pieces, you know, the two pieces of your sandwich, and you've got your melted Swiss cheese. Now, take your thin sliced corned venison, sprinkle that on top, you know, layer it up pretty good because you're going to like it. And you'll probably want a lot of it on there. Take some Thousand Island, get the good stuff, Thousand Island dressing, and slather that on the other piece of bread, right? So you've got it, you're almost at a Reuben right now. Now, the next thing you want to do, you've got to have sauerkraut. If you're going to eat a Reuben, you've got to do it right, and you've got to have sauerkraut on there, okay? I use the, I think it's Libby's, it's Bavarian sauerkraut. It's got the little caraway seeds in it. Any sauerkraut will do. But I love that. I can just eat that right out of the can. But it's called Bavarian sauerkraut. And I think Libby's makes it. I'm not positive about that. But you can find it at any grocery store. Okay, put you some, depending on how much you like sauerkraut, I like a pretty good bit of it on my Reuben sandwich. Put that on there. Slap that top piece of toasted rye bread on there, folks. Cut it on the bias. Cut it diagonally across your bread. And I'm going to guarantee you, if you like Reuben sandwiches made from beef, you're going to be very proud of that buck or doe that you put in the freezer because that meat is so good. So I thought that would be a fun deal for you to try, folks. We're about out of time for this segment. Thank Johnny Ward. He was with us shedding a lot of good light on catfishing down there at Lake Cooper. And, of course, Mr. Wysoon, Larry, my buddy, he's been with me for 9 years, Campfire Talk. And in our next segment here in a bit, let's talk about social media and the outdoors. What do you say? If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867. Folks, this is Luke. I want to tell you about an awesome place that I've discovered, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, right there on Highway 19, just north of Canton Trade Days. Some cottages that are really remote, private. What happens, you park your car in the front and you're escorted back to your remote cabin on the property. So there's not any traffic buzzing around like in a lot of campgrounds. MillCreekRanchResort.com is the website. There's 8 stocked lakes for you to fish, catch and release fishing, and I know of one 9.5-pound bass that was caught there. 9-hole disc golf that a lot of kids like to play. It's become very popular. Hayride, spas, a camp store, paddle boats, lot to do there. The best way to learn more about Mill Creek Ranch Resort is simply go online, MillCreekRanchResort.com, and check them out. Remember those RV spots if you want to come up Northeast Texas and headquarters somewhere. Don't think you'll find a better place.